this week's parsha, we have know that Avraham Avinu is represented to us by Chazal as the paragon of the Midah of Chesed, begins his process of his Nisyonos. And the Nisyonos in general seem to be to challenge Avraham in the Midah of Chesed and move him towards things which are not necessarily the Midah of Chesed or to be perceived as the Midah of Chesed. To understand that, so we've spoken about that day before, that this element of perfection is that the person has their mila, and then the person has to know that the true godless is to be able to when to use it properly, when to not use it properly. Maybe to look at it with a slightly different twist. We've spoken about, or the Welt speaks about the idea of religious extremism. Any action, ideal, as your person takes, and takes it to the nth degree and tries to apply it to every single situation, and that's not realistic, in the end of the day, it becomes a form of Avodah Zorah. Because Avodah is not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah is to my ideal that I've committed to and I believe in and I say that it's right. And I feel that I'm forced to, whether I like it or not, to always maintain it. So at the end of the day, it's my emotions and my ego, which is on the line. I'm saying that I believe this is right, and therefore I'm going to commit to it no matter what. That's when you have this phenomenon of people which are idealistic, and their idealism is about being nice to people and tolerant to people, and they're intolerant of certain people because those people are challenging what they believe in. So if their idealism is tolerance, they're stuck, and it becomes a big problem. But the root of it is that they've taken something and made it bigger than themselves, and they're committed to it no matter what. And they don't know how to retract when they need to. When we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the goal is not ourselves, the goal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I never committed one way or the other. There's a famous story that they asked the Brisker Rav to describe his father, Reb Chaim Brisker. And the Brisker Rav said, I can't describe him. Because was he nice? Was he warm? Was he cold? Was he detached? Whether he was connected? Whether he was strong? Whether he was soft? His answer was, he was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be at any given moment. The Rishima used to talk about, the Alta tells the Rav, whose Yerzeit was this week actually, on Zion Cheshvan, the Rish of Leit Bloch, that his Mida was the Mida of Seder. The Midah of Seder is the key which allows him to use every Midah at the proper time. So true godless Adam is to be able to access all of the Midahs when they're necessary. And that was the reason why that's true, is because then it's a service of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm looking at a HaKadosh Baruch Hu for guidance, not that I believe in something and I think something is right, and I'm going to stick to it no matter what. Have a good Shabbos.